This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If any clip ever goes viral, it's this one. It's on band.video at Infowars.com. It's the miscarriage of statistics. Let's first go back to this great Mike Adams article. That came out in July of last year, and it links right to the New England Medical Journal that hides it deep in the study that said 82% of pregnant women who got vaccinated for COVID during the first and second trimesters suffered miscarriages, and it's still a very, very large amount as well, you can read, in the third trimester as well. That's also in the double digits. Here's one of the studies. Preliminary findings of mRNA COVID-19 vaccine safety in pregnant women. Miscarriage stillbirth rates exploding worldwide as depopulation continues unabated. You can see the graph there from the federal government's own numbers, similar numbers around the world. Exposure to COVID vaccine spike protein renders women infertile. Nurse whistleblower fetal deaths have skyrocketed since pregnant women started using, being forced to get COVID-19 shots. Australia sees 63% drop in births after introduction of COVID vaccines. What will be the government's excuse will be? Hospital president. COVID-19 vaccines causing miscarriages is a complete myth, plain and simple.
I'm very happy to report that among the tens of thousands of women who have been closely studied after they chose to get the COVID-19 vaccines, the data is clear. These vaccines are safe. The often mentioned but completely unsubstantiated concerns about COVID-19 vaccines causing either miscarriages or other problems with their pregnancy or causing problems getting pregnant is a complete myth, plain and simple.
Where's the study? The tens of thousands of women. Where is it? They admit it's all lies. Pfizer fake reports as well. This guy is a lying scumbag. So he doesn't give any facts, doesn't give any statistics, doesn't give any numbers. He just says we have thousands of women and none of them had a problem. No. Just no, nobody's dying. No children are dying.
I've been actively miscarrying since the 8th. I have gone to a doctor, and this is my second visit to the ER. If you're wondering why women's rights matter, this is my right. Nobody actually is coming down. They're always going to send me home.
These are the folks that tell you that two men can have a baby. It's all upside down world. You know, they use DNA to prove somebody committed a murder 30 years ago, and that's all scientific, but now the science guy, Bill Nye's new shows, tell kids that there are no X and Y chromosomes. They're murdering the truth. They're murdering science. And he sits up there and says, out of tens of thousands of women, nobody's had a miscarriage. Nobody's had a sick baby. That's a damn lie.
I see a vast number of patients a year. I don't know of any other maternal fetal medicine physician in this country that sees as many patients as I do by ultrasound. At one point in time this year, I was on track to see 9,000 high-risk OB ultrasounds. So I know what's going on, and I've seen death and destruction like I've never seen before.
The stillbirth rate is measured in terms of live births per thousand, and really it's come down in my career from about 10 to about almost 5.8 or 6. Now let's go to 2021 and look at the stillbirth rate for Michelle's. This is horrifying. But if you take this death figure and you look at that rate at 29.3, that sigma that you're looking at is 40 plus sigma, standard deviation. Let that sink in.
And what I've seen in my clinical practice has been a substantial, massive increase, unprecedented, in menstrual abnormalities prior to pregnancy. A substantial increase in infertility. A substantial increase in miscarriage, fetal death, and fetal malformation. We published many studies this year, over the last 2 years. Our latest study, which we've used from VAERS and CDC data, and we compared the COVID-19 vaccines over the last 15, 18 months with those of the influenza vaccine in pregnancy. And what we've seen is catastrophic.
What did Alexander Solzhenitsyn say about this? He goes, we know they are lying. They know they're lying. They know we know they're lying. We know they know we know they're lying, but they are still lying.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now in hour number two on this Live Tuesday, December 27th, worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. In the first hour, I got into the Super Burger, they're calling it a Nothing Burger, of the 15th data drop, or is it 16th now, of Elon Musk at the Twitter files, about the Justice Department and NGOs and all these groups had top security clearances, giving employees security clearances, to spy on everybody and censor everybody on every subject you can imagine. From coming after our kids with transgenderism, to open borders, to lockdowns, to forced injections, to the shots hurting people. They've been caught censoring Nobel Prize winners for medicine and internally saying, shut this down, shut that down. Big Pharma was interfacing there as well. The UN came out 2 months ago and bragged that they helped quarterback all the censorship. Oh, you don't want to pay a carbon tax? You want to protest having your farm taken? Whether you're in Australia or the Netherlands or Canada, we're just going to censor you. And it's all globally run. So, let's run through this whole stack here. And I'm not going to play it because it's in German and has subtitles. So we're going to put it on screen while I talk about it. German health minister says climate change, travel restrictions, and prohibited behavior will be required. What did they say 2 years ago? What did I tell you? They're going to come out with climate lockdowns and your QR codes. Even if you can't afford a phone, they're going to make you have one under universal basic income that tracks everywhere you go and what you do and tells you when you can leave your house, when you can leave your coffin apartment, and what you can do. Here's numbers out of the U.S. This can't go on. We used to spend 4% of our global GDP on energy. Now we spend 14%. Current energy crisis costs 10%. Or $10 trillion each year. And here are global numbers. They pretty much match U.S. numbers. They just decided to increase that so you have no discretionary income to control you. Meanwhile, Greta Thunberg's global warming conference was canceled due to subarctic freezing temperatures, which they say is global warming. Tucker Carlson did an excellent job years ago on this. Brace yourselves for climate lockdowns are coming. And he got attacked for it. Now it's all happening. U.S. Energy Department declares grid emergency in Texas amid power vortex. Says there's not enough power because they won't let them increase the power. There's federal caps on it. They've cut the amount of power we can use. Meanwhile, there's a new World Economic Forum video out where they brag that France is banning domestic air flights and making you take the train to save the earth, but the elite's private jets, no problem. Here's another one. Liberal city enacts anti pollution order, banning all fireplaces. Now they're moving to ban gas power and space heaters. Europe did it years ago. Total, absolute control. California has now banned all small gas engines. And they say by 2030 they're banning all gas engines. Can't make that up. Farmer predicts worse food shortages, higher prices in 2023 amid inflation, drought, interest rate hikes. Big Fox News report. Wondering why your Christmas was more expensive than this year? Maybe it has something to do with the fact that just four firms control 85% of the beef market, higher prices for you, more profits for them. That's Robert Reich, the former labor secretary of Bill Clinton. And it's a very important video that I'm going to get back to in a moment. We're going to cue that up. Because everything he tells you is true, except he doesn't tell you why it happened or who lobbied Congress to do the policies to make sure farmers don't get any of the money and that it destroys and consolidates power and jacks up prices. We're going to look at that in a moment. But let's continue. Workers could face a 40% tax on pay to fund new universal basic income in Europe. And the UK is announcing similar plans. See, take away your job, make you go on welfare for total and complete control. Here's a London Independent article. But that's the plan. Take the jobs away, tax people 40% on top of things to pay for those that don't work, encourage people to commit suicide. Dystopia, the bring down of civilization. 1,200 scientists and professionals declare there is no climate emergency. Promptly are censored by big tech. Now, I should have covered this more in the last month, but more than 100 towns and cities in the UK under a UN directive have now banned cars in their main cities and have set up checkpoints on major highways blocking cars. Can't make that up. Absolutely over the top. And then, of course, we've got video. DC Whole Foods imposes QR code system to shop. They've announced this is going to go in nationwide. Austin, where I live, has hand scanners to buy and sell. It's all been announced as a new global system. Airports are putting in face scanners and QR codes, saying it'll be mandatory. They're trying to force mandatory shots, but even on InfoWars, some of the commenters were like, oh, this is made up. Who knows if this lady's right about this? No, the lady's informed. This is the future of so-called shopping. Germany and France have already put these in the major shopping centers and grocery stores. You can't come in if you haven't had your COVID shot. That's what this is all about. And whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Canada or places like Italy, it's all the same. Global standardization. Some good news. Robert Barnes had success. He's on the show Thursday. Amish farmer wins court battle for food freedom, can return to selling raw meat and milk. And again, that ties into the Robert Reich piece I'm going to get to next segment. He says it's the big four ag companies doing it. Yeah. And who do you think wrote the regulations to shut everybody down? We're going to be getting to that coming up. Meanwhile, look at this image from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory 1970 film. It's hard to believe that this in 1971 was seen as an obese boy. Looks like he's just a little bit stocky. Now they tell us it's great to be overweight. Every time I say that, people say, well, you're a little overweight. Yeah, but doesn't mean I shouldn't work to lose weight. Doesn't mean we shouldn't encourage people to be healthy. Continuing, no more Hellman's mayo for me, says in the back. Ingredients derived from bioengineered source. Yummy. And you will eat the bugs and you will be happy. That's right. Robert Downey Jr. is now on TV with Stephen Colbert telling us how much he loves to eat the bugs. We're going to be getting to that coming up, and I've got a lot more. But I wanted to show folks some images from Atlantic Beach, New Jersey. And you can look this up. They talk about how the beaches are getting bigger there. Some areas the beaches get eroded. Some areas they get bigger. But here is satellite photos of 1995. And it's not just that the tide's out. The tide's out in both photos. Look at how the greenery and the sand dunes are pushed way back to just 100 yards or so from the shore. Now look at the greenery today. It has advanced. See that right next to each other? That's the exact same shot. See the sand? See how it curves out? See it right there? And now look how much it's grown out. It's come out probably 60, 70 yards. That's what they report. The beach has gotten bigger. It's happening all over the world. In fact, some evidence shows the sea levels are actually going down. I've got a lot more that I'm going to be hitting on next segment dealing with this, and I'm going to shift gears into the economy itself. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, says central banks are deliberately causing recessions, warns of a downturn unlike any other, three shock-proof assets to consider. Yahoo News. But it's BlackRock is the biggest contributor, for the exact policies, and Larry Fink, the head of it, gets up on the Davos group every time they have a meeting every month and says we need to cut off resources, consolidate control, get rid of people owning their own homes. They're driving all the policies. And then, like Robert Reich, they turn around and tell you they're going to protect you and they're going to save you. Just get on a universal basic income. Oh, and by the way, don't eat beef and don't eat chicken and don't eat pork, but we need to save the pork and beef and poultry producers. So I'm going to destroy the former labor secretary who's an admitted Marxist-Leninist on the other side. But they know full well what they're doing. They always say communism creates utopia. It always creates a nightmare. But power and control for them pushing their godless system where they want to be God. So those clips are coming up of the robot McDonald's in Dallas, of the QR codes to get into Whole Foods in D.C., and of so much more. And Robert Reich's excellent little two-minute video describing the raping of farmers and ranchers and food producers, but not telling you who runs the vacuum cleaner destroying the milk and honey. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, the most ancient form of governance and the most common form of governance in history, undisputed, whether you were in ancient Africa or ancient Asia or ancient Europe or ancient Mesoamerica, was feudalism. And 90% of people were kept at subservient, subsistence, barely survivable levels. In fact, in every culture, the general public was called the little people because they were given so little food. They were normally about 4.5 to 5 feet tall. The men were about 5'1" around the world. The women were about 4'9", 4'8". And the nobles and their enforcers, about 9.5% would be the nobles' enforcers, and then less than 0.5% would be the rulers. They would be 6.5, 7 feet tall. And the reason I raise that is you need to understand how long this has been going on. And that lady that testified, who's an academic, quite famous Indian lady a few weeks ago in Congress, she talked about her father growing up in the caste system in India and also under the British and how he was 5 feet tall because he was starved as a child, and now her kids are 6 feet tall. And see, that's a real evidence factor of feudalism, where it's the same system worldwide that keep you at a subservient starvation level, even if you're allowed to live. If you get caught killing a rabbit or stealing an apple off a tree, you get tortured or you get executed. So you're there to produce for the elites. Well, now the so-called elites, they have the technology. They don't need you anymore. And so coming after your energy, coming after your mobility, Obama traveling the world and telling Africans and people they can't have air conditioning or cars. The globalists can all have their private jets. You just can't have a turkey for Christmas. All of this is about teaching you that feudalism and serfdom is good for you because there's not enough resources. And that's why they had human sacrifice in every culture, before they would make poor people turn over their sons, particularly. They didn't want too many young men around to be sacrificed on key holidays to make the god of the harvest produce more harvest. So they put superstition into the people. That's why the UN, going back 30, 40 years ago, it's in Endgame 1.5. That's the name of the little piece we put out, Endgame 1.5. We show the university and UN documents where they said, we're going to bring feudalism back. We're going to bring serfdom back to control people. And we're going to give people such bad nutrition that if a child has bad nutrition, the brain doesn't develop as well and people are stupid. And so that's exactly what happens. That's why they know you can take people from a poor area in Africa or Latin America and they can come here and have children. And their children's IQs go up, their health goes up, they're healthier because they're getting more food. So that goes for anybody. But instead we get all this trash food that doesn't have any real nutrients in it, and a bunch of additives and fillers. Again, this is all part of a strategic globalist plan in their own words. So enter now the former labor secretary and Marxist-Leninist Robert Reich, telling you what's happening to farming and why the prices are going up, not telling you it's 2+ years of lockdowns that these very big companies lobbied for, that the deep state went along with, not telling you that the big agricultural companies for the last 50 years lobbied and used the FDA to go around and shut down all the small meat packers. It's almost impossible. I know a lot of big ranchers, and I know some very wealthy people that looked into starting new meat packing facilities. They also own steakhouses and things. And they were told the government won't let you. They'll come after you. If you get one inspection failure as a small operation, even if you're quite large, comparatively small, you get shut down. But if you're Tyson or Cargill, you can have 1,000 problems. You might get a small fine. So they wrote the regulations, and now they're going after Amish and going after small farms and going after community fairs where people slaughter their own pigs and their own cows and produce their own milk. It has much statistically better, healthier food. People want that. But there's a war on that, and then a communist bean counter, after they cut your legs off, wants to sell you a wheelchair. After they've taken full control of your life, they sit there and act like, oh, government with regulations, just like the union said, oh, we'll keep your jobs here, but they sold them out faster. So they talk a good game. The unions talk a good game. The communists talk a good game. But at the end of the day, they work for the establishment to consolidate power. That's what BlackRock's doing. Oh, the Federal Reserve's doing policies right now that are going to hurt things and hurt you. We don't want that. Even though they want to consolidate control, they don't want to get the blame. The WEF doesn't want to get the blame. The UN doesn't want to get the blame. Big Tech doesn't want to get the blame, but they're the ones quarterbacking it all. Here's the clip.
Monopolies are slowly killing rural America and driving up the price you pay for food. Just four firms control 85% of all beef, 66% of all pork, and 54% of all poultry. This degree of monopolization is hurting farmers and you. Monopolists control nearly every part of the food production process, from selling feed to farmers to packaging the meat and poultry for supermarkets. Half of all chicken farmers report having just one or two processors to sell to. Farmers are essentially forced to buy from and sell to monopolies at whatever price the corporation wants, often taking on crushing debt to do so. They're trapped in long-term binding contracts with no way out but losing their livelihood altogether.
Either I sign it or I ain't got no chicken. Without any chickens, I can't pay any bills. I can't pay my mortgage.
Meatpackers used to compete at cattle auctions for what ranchers produced, which helped ranchers get a reasonable return on their investment. Now, with so few buyers, ranchers have no choice but to sign contracts with meatpackers and sell their cattle for a lower price than if the market were truly competitive. In 1980, 62 cents of every dollar consumers spent on beef went to ranchers. Today, only 37 cents do. Most of the profits are going into the pockets of the monopolists. And here's the kicker. Even though farmers are getting squeezed, the ag monopolists are also...
All right, we're going to come back and play the rest of this because there's a few more minutes left. But again, I'm going to walk through the evidence. Every policy the deep state, particularly Democrats, have passed, the Republicans have stood by, has allowed this. What did the lockdowns do? It doubled and tripled the profits of all the biggest corporations while destroying tens of millions of U.S. jobs. Everybody knows that. They told you, just sit home for 2 weeks. That's 6 months. They locked down Latin America and Africa for 2 years. Now there's giant refugee columns coming here. They orchestrate all of this on record. And if we wake up to the predatory nature of this and get governors and legislatures and some good members of Congress on board, we'll defeat this. They're backing off shutting down the farms in the Netherlands. They're backing off in France. Those people are fighting back. And we need to join them peacefully with civil disobedience and say no and realize your whole future is this, folks. No matter how good your job is or what you think you're going to do in the future, the whole New World Order is coming in, and there's no place for anybody in it but the globalists. So people are realizing this broadcast is about the real world. There's nothing more important being talked about on air. We'll be right back. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so Robert Reich puts out these videos. Last one he put out before this was attacking me. And he explains, hey, your Christmas roast costs so much more, all because four companies owned by the big banks have been consolidating power in the U.S. to where the farmers can only sell to them and only buy from them. And that's true, but it's Congress and it's the left and it's the big corporations like BlackRock that have been financing this and Bill Gates promoting it, trying to shut down traditional farming and ranching. Look at how the new head of the UN's farming division is the former head in the Netherlands, and he wants to totally shut down farming, saying it's bad because cows pass gas. Well, all life forms do, and it helps create the atmosphere. But notice it's climate change. They can list anything as bad they want. So here's more little propaganda piece he put out.
In 1980, 62 cents of every dollar consumers spent on beef went to ranchers. Today, only 37 cents do. Most of the profits are going into the pockets of the monopolists. And here's the kicker. Even though farmers are getting squeezed, the ag monopolists are also charging you higher prices. During the pandemic, beef prices rose nearly 16%, and the four biggest beef companies' profits rose more than 300%. These corporations are using their monopoly power to fix prices. Just recently, beef giant JBS settled, without admitting guilt, of course, a beef price-fixing case for $52.5 million.
We've never witnessed this level of concentration in the history of our industry. This situation is urgent.
Monopolization is happening across the food sector. In corn, soybeans, dairy, pesticides, and farm machinery, the result is the same. Lower pay to farmers, bigger profits for the monopolists, higher prices for you. A better way to hold these monopolies accountable would be to break them up and stop future mergers. But it won't be easy. They flex their political muscle through powerful lobbies like the North American Meat Institute and maintain a revolving door with the regulatory agencies like the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Well, I say, take them on. Rural America's hurting. Farmers are getting squeezed and consumers are being shafted. Notwithstanding the power of food monopolies, taking them on is wildly popular, especially in rural America. But don't just listen to me. Listen to what farmers are saying about this.
I'm here to tell the powers that be to enforce the antitrust laws for the world of agriculture.
The laws are on the books. We have to strengthen those laws and do what Teddy Roosevelt did to break up the monopolies.
Don't let these boys who come to Washington with pockets of money sit there and bribe our congressmen year after year after year.
Who will stand up for me if you don't?
For the good of us all, America needs to enforce antitrust laws and break up Big Ag.
Robert Reich helped pass a lot of the regulations that allowed this to happen, written by Tyson Foods, that funded over 70% of Clinton's gubernatorial and then upwards of half of his first presidential campaign. So he literally put in power by these people who now want new regulations that they're pushing. You will eat the bugs to shut down at the actual farming level and make sure there's less farmers producing less beef, less chicken, less pork, less corn. They're all out there lobbying to cut production. That's why they cut off the pipelines for the gas and the oil, which then goes directly to farmers not being able to buy enough fuel to run their tractors and farm machinery. So here's a communist, what a communist always do, shut the food off, lecturing you how he wants to save you now. These people are beyond disgusting. Let's play the Colbert clip with Robert Downey Jr. There's hundreds of these clips, so-called movie stars, telling you how great it is to eat bugs. You can bet money he's not eating bugs. Here it is.
Right.
What is that?
Well, that's an insect-based premium protein. It's made from Molitor, which is mealworm larvae. The company is called Insect. This is Infras. This is for fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And as you have there, this is a powder derived from the mealworm, and it's a insect protein just been approved by the EU for human consumption.
You're not just getting me to eat dirt, are you?
No, man. I wouldn't play you, bro.
No, you wouldn't play anybody, would you, you little monsters, while you eat caviar all day? They hate your guts. They're monsters. And their pleasure is hurting you and your family. And we're not in beta anymore. We're now in operational, pedal to the metal. Let's play the video of the totally automated robot-run McDonald's in Dallas. And let's play a little clip. There's a bunch of these on Infowars.com of the D.C. Whole Foods. And it's not just the lady saying it's the future. It is the future. They've announced they're going to put these in all over the world where there's Whole Foods and make you QR code to get in and then track and control and get you used to that with the new carbon taxes and where they're going to tax you for what you buy and what you do on your choices that they say are good or they say are bad. They're always going to add more rules, more regulations, more hoops to jump through. This is the stated battle plan. We have it. We know what they're doing. You got to put pressure on Whole Foods and pressure on these companies beforehand, before they're the only automated systems in the future when the next lockdown comes and are the only places you're allowed to go. This is all an actuary battle-planned program. Whether you're in Australia or the U.S., whether you're in the Netherlands or Canada, it's the same global corporations bragging and setting this up. It should be easy to beat them because it's such a diabolical plan. Here's those clips.
People of TikTok, the way we eat McDonald's may be changing forever. Check this out.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell.
You want to know more? Head on over to my Instagram.
Jingle bell time.
They'll basically Tanaka into the Whole Foods market in Washington, D.C. unless you scan your own QR code and they track everything you're doing. And this is the future of all grocery stores. So if you want more information on this, I'll get it to you, but this is the future of all grocery stores. I mean, I'm going to have to boycott Whole Foods.
And we have the footage. In Paris, there's the palm scanners to buy and sell. And the footage in Italy, where you try to go to the supermarket and they've already put these in. And you have to use it. So that's the plan. It's not coming. It's here. But just like Robert Reich tells us, he's going to save us from the policies he helped write. The world's largest asset manager, Yahoo News reports, BlackRock, says central banks are deliberately causing recessions, warns a downturn like any other three shock-proof assets to consider. So then they sell you on what they are letting you know will be allowed to survive under this new regimen, this new regime. So let's pull back from this. BlackRock, you can go watch the clips online. Type in BlackRock, WEF. BlackRock calls for social credit score. BlackRock calls for carbon tax. BlackRock pulls investment from coal power plants. BlackRock calls for social credit score. BlackRock calls for universal basic income. BlackRock calls for all these things they've done. And then they sit there and act like the central banks that are private shareholders owned by BlackRock are to blame. They're blaming the government that they control. When the government is just the mechanism, it's like if Don Corleone orders one of his captains to go murder somebody, and then they only arrest the foot soldier that carries out the murder and not even the captain or Don Corleone. And so Robert Reich is a captain of the New World Order Mafia, and he's carried out his attack on the food. They've carried out their operations, openly saying they're going to ban regular farms, ban regular agriculture, ban beef, all this. But, oh, he's worried about your beef prices going up. And he's going to tell you what a good little friend he is. And the key to all of this, when we come back, I'm going to explain something. And then I'm going to shift gears to the poison shots and the huge developments on that front. The world is really waking up. The vice president of Germany has come out, very powerful individual, basically runs the government, and said the vaccines are killing people. We need a criminal investigation. There's a criminal investigation. In fact, I didn't see it in my stack, but you guys give me the article. The Supreme Court of Florida authorizes the governor's request for a statewide criminal investigation of grand jury statewide of the poison shots. That's huge as well. We're going to cover it all when we come back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Infrastructure is being turned off. We take this incredibly complex just-on-time delivery system where we get thousands of choices at the shopping market and where we have all the security and electricity at the flip of a finger. But that's our weakness. Before the Texas Instruments calculator was created, most people could do basic mathematics. Now they can't. Now I can't. I can't do stuff I did when I was 10 years old. Don't remember it because I use a calculator. And it all sounds great, but it removes us from the process of manufacturing and farming and everything else until everything's virtual and the globalists admit they are greasing the skids of all of this to make us obsolete. And that's what the whole New World Order is. But here is a really important facet to understand. They need a global government because if they raise taxes to 90% like France has, people will flee. If they raise taxes to 70% like New York City, people will flee. If they raise taxes like San Francisco, people will flee. They have to have a one-world system administered by AI. And there's two competing systems, the Chi-Coms and the Globalists right now, that are basically merging into one so that no one can escape it. After World War II, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development was set up. And that was the Marshall Plan. And that's when the British banks and the U.S. banks took over Europe, set up the Bilderberg Group, and the whole plan we see now, the EU plan, everything. And they said in there, we're going to create global crises in the future using the environment and viral scares to collapse the world economy and create a Marshall Plan through the OECD and the central banks with a central bank digital currency. They said this over 30 years ago. That's how I know their whole plan. It's how I tell you decades ago. People go find Access TV shows of mine 26, 27 years ago, and they're going viral everywhere, going, how the hell did this guy know all this? And there's this constant idiotic thing I see. Well, he's an intelligence agency asset. It's the only way he knows. I don't mind being called that, but it's ridiculous. They tell you what they're going to do. How did I know the vaccines weren't vaccines and would kill a bunch of people, cause heart attacks and infertility? They did rat studies with similar mRNA technology at the University of Texas in 2014. How did the CDC in October 2020, for anybody taking the shot, put out that report saying it's going to cause heart attacks and death? Because it's on record. So here's a headline. Voting with the feet. New York losing people as fastest rate of any state next to California's census finds. But they're bringing in illegal aliens that can't even use a toilet that they can control. But if they get it in everywhere, then nobody can flee from it. They'll have their cashless society in place. That's what the QR codes are about. That's why the OECD through the UN to the WEF 2.5 years ago, whether you were in Eastern Europe, or whether you were in Durban, South Africa, or whether you were in Mexico City, or whether you were in Buenos Aires, or whether you were in Dallas, Texas, all of a sudden you'd walk into a restaurant, once they'd been closed for a few months, there'd be QR codes and no menus. It wasn't that menus were bad or dirty. They were training you to show your identity to buy and sell. And Australia admitted it. And so did places in the EU. So let's get this clip. Vaccine passport, central bank digital currency, and digital ID are framed as for our security and convenience. But it's a con trick designed to reduce our freedoms for control and power, as is discussed here in one of the big COVID conferences that is taking place. We're going to play that in a moment. We have the Italian new prime minister coming out and saying it's all about a digital currency to control you. So we have people exposing this, and we know what's going on. But once they have the OECD, that's the global corporate consortium, in full control, its mouthpiece is the Davos Group, its actual private brain trust is the Bilderberg Group, it's game over. But we have the enemy battle plan. And if you know the enemy's battle plan and you educate people that it's a horrible dystopia, again, it should be easy to beat it. And that's why they're so scared and losing the info war, despite all the censorship. They admit that this battle plan's all coming out. And that makes it very hard for them to be able to execute their operations if people know they're the ones causing the pain. That's why they've got BlackRock and Robert Reich and others scurrying around telling you that they're doing all of this for your own good, or that they're trying to stop another group that's doing it, because they're an organized corporate crime syndicate taking over the world to create a worldwide depression, to bring in a cashless society control grid to then carry out even bigger bio attacks and forced injections and depopulation. So we're in a very dangerous, serious world. We got a good shot at stopping this, or at least mitigating it. But believe me, you're going to wish in a few years or even sooner you'd done something. You say, well, what do we do? There's a lot of things you can do, folks. You're not stupid. Call Congress. Go speak at city councils. Sue people. Pull your kids out of public school. Stop shopping at big mega chains. Support mom and pops. Get into farming. You know, just think about the future under this and get ahead of it now. It's all pre-plotted. It's all pre-programmed. Here's a clip about what the digital society is really all about.
But the thing that really woke me up was digitalization, in particular vaccine passports. Vaccine passports, for me, as a liberal, a lifelong liberal, the most authoritarian, draconian, illiberal measure that's been seen in the modern era, and it's been rolled out around the world. And I know that many people here would share that. And so that's when I went into the rabbit hole of becoming a conspiracy theorist. And so, the sort of batterings I get on Twitter, I actually post them on wall and just laugh at some of the comments on the other side. And so the people who were my friends back in 2019, they all hate me. And the people who were my enemies, you're all here. You all seem to like me, even Toby. But the point of this, because I'm conscious of the time and I like to talk, is that I'm really concerned. I think where we are right now is much more concerning than even the problems over the last 2 years. I think there's a mission creep towards all things digitalization under the auspice, again, of safety and also convenience. And I'm also concerned while more and more people are looking at this, especially through a cost of living crisis and wondering what's coming next and getting angry with government, I think we need to find ways to stop the division and unite everyone against the people who are putting this mission creep in place to lose even more freedoms in the future. And that is largely linked around digitalization. I think one other aspect to this, with my tinfoil hat on as a conspiracy theorist, is I think all around the world, central bank digital currencies are either in pilot scheme or executive order stage in the States, or they're floating under the radar. Our previous chancellor, now unelected prime minister, Rishi Sunak, is clearly a big fan, as is his frat boy pen pal, best mate, Justin Trudeau. These individuals are pushing it in this direction. Now, I understand that there is a need for digitalization because the world moves on, but what we shouldn't be losing is some of the assets that we still need, such as cash. Cash is vital. As a farmer's son, I understand the values of a circular economy.
All right, so James Melville is absolutely right, and even our best brains are just now figuring this out. Hey, James, it's in all their battle plans. It's in all their documents. You can know exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. Fauci went on TV and said, we're going to release a virus. We're going to blow up the system. We're going to get rid of any type of approval. Now they're coming out with all these new mRNA shots for everything. Oh, they're saying, oh, you've got an opiate problem? Oh, fentanyl, we got a new shot. You'll never want opium again. It kills all the receptors that pick up your normal endorphins. You're going to commit suicide after you take that, folks. You'll be so damn depressed. For 30 years, they've had these viral injections with a live virus that goes into each part of the brain. 15 years ago, I made the video that went viral, brain-eating vaccine. Look it up. Still find it someplace. Brain-eating vaccines. That's what this is. I'm sorry it's so real. I'm sorry it's so crazy. I'm sorry it's happening, but it's going down. And the idiots in government corporations that are going along with this are destroying themselves. It shouldn't be about left or right. It shouldn't be about being anti-government. Because he's right. It's global corporations using government to do it and destroying confidence in government at the same time, which they admit is their plan. But if they get the exposure that they're behind it, it is game over. We're going to go to break, come back with our special guest. Please remember, we're only here because of you. Pray for the broadcast. I thank you so much. Please share the links and articles. By word of mouth, by email, by text is the best way. Take clips out. Keep reposting. You're doing a great job. And buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great InfoWars MD line in with the best turmeric you're going to find and other things. We've got the InfoWars Platinum line that's next level. And we have the Real Red Pill Plus that is incredible. Sold out for 2 years, back in stock. 50% off. You really owe it to yourself to try these products. But whatever you do, you should get the vitamin D3 gummies and vitamin mineral fusion that are both about to sell out, but are still 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number three, straight ahead. Please stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.